Okay, we are live big time. Let me stop ear raping. We're all happy. We're all very happy this morning. And once enough people are here, I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why
I'm so happy right now. I may just be the greatest prankster. And this is horrible lighting, but we're going to keep it. You can't even see my face. People like this.
Can't even see your face? Awesome. You know what makes me happy?
Seeing the light come in reminds me of God.
No one makes me happy.
Today. God exists, guys. Guys.
Going through the marsh. You're walking through the marsh. And you just hit a nice little clearance of field. Despite the rest. Never mind the bollocks is a good letterbox.
I possibly just did one of the greatest things I will ever do.
Yeah, never mind the bollocks. Something cool just happened. Something real good.
I'm thinking about
idiotic that. Of her, because she wanted the excuse. And like it was over and done with until she warned us. Like, hey, I'm like, yeah. I want to ruin a guy's life.
Here's the deal, okay? We got, 22 people. Fair enough. We got all the regulars. You guys know what we're talking about. So, Feather. Feather's mom might get arrested today. Well, not arrested, but you know. So, I've sent some people to check in on her. We'll say
I've sent some people.
I've sent my people to go check in on what they're up to.
Yeah, Feather again. This idiot. Okay. I wrote her a nice, descriptive, and comprehensive letter to tell her how I felt. Okay? That's what I did. And it was to entertain Sophia and Christina to a large extent.
Yeah.
And that was basically, you know, a cutoff. If you don't want to improve, if you have no intention of anything like that, if you don't want to help yourself,
I'm enjoying that life,
etc. This is the consequence. This is how, you know, things look from where I stand. And she messaged Christina back, you know, calling her ugly, etc. And I thought that was it. I would be happy if that were it, because I was happy to have nothing to do with it anymore. But the moron could not leave it alone. This is an emergency riot stream. This is a riot. I'm having a riot.
Yeah.
So this idiot, she wants her mommy to be mean and abuser for life because she loves that. You know they'd be loving it. Like Mac loving it. But she doesn't realize that we are. She must think our IQ is like 80. That she can ask us for things and we're not going to question the motive or who we're doing it for. So she asked Christina, who asked me, to get the audio of her, of Feather and her stepdad talking about her mom in the car. So that they could incriminate her stepdad. And send him back to prison because he divorced her mom and didn't allow Feather and her mother to live there anymore. Of course, we noticed this. So what we did instead is that we reported Feather's mother to the police. Something that should have happened, I don't know, 3 years ago. And we were always waiting on Feather to do it. You know, Feather, go do it. Come on. And she's like, oh, no. My mother's, like, kind of good, actually. That was that for 3 years, okay? We heard that. This is a tip. Never wait on losers to get stuff right. Never wait for losers, okay? I wouldn't even say that at all. Because sometimes the policemen are the losers. So you got to do it yourself sometimes. But this was, you know, we skipped a middleman and we informed CPS of Feather's mother's abusiveness. That's what we did.
So yeah, I was
and she's gonna hate us and she's gonna figure out we're the ones who did it. Nice.
I'm very happy that'll be the case. It's the greatest prank of all time. It's pranking someone to make their lives 10 times better, which is a prank because it's not what they actually want.
Yeah, she does not want her mother, her abusive mother, to go away. She wants to be with her abusive mother forever because she loves to get abused. It's very convenient for her.
So we'll see if anything happens.
What's inconvenient is us informing the police about it.
Apparently, they're going to try something today, so we'll see if anything happens.
It's going to be interesting. So, you know. Plus one safe child? I wouldn't say child. Plus one safe moron who didn't want to do the right thing while still feeling like I'm a vandal. That's the best. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like I just vandalized the building. I just drew a huge wiener on the side of a, you know, bank. Or something.
So, basically giving her a... What would you say? What's that freaking thing? Whatever. Lifeline, I guess. We used to pick
blackberries by the half pipe. Yes, definitely. No, she's not stupid. We've gone over this. She's not stupid at all. She's just not a very good person. And now we've given her a lot of inconvenience, a lot of time in court. Because Jason, her stepfather, we can say that because they're so vague, it's, you know, first name basis.
Yeah.
And her father are probably going to testify, her mother will testify, and have, you know, whole proceeding is going to happen because we reported something on the internet. That's funny to me. And it's going to happen because obviously there is, you know, enough witnesses, enough people who, you know, have stuff to say about it. It's gonna happen. It's gonna go down. And it's gonna be so inconvenient. Oh, my mommy! That's gonna ring out my strident laugh. Stretching out across the sky like a lightning bolt. Pretty much. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about that. About that nice strident yelp. Stretching out across the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like thinking about that.
God bless, man.
God bless, bro.
God bless. I hope something happens. Her life gets better and she's angry about it. What is this one called?
Funny laugh.
I think funny I have to game time. Or else I'll explode. I feel funny like I'm exploding time. Right now.
Nice. Excited. Still care about her quality of life? Listen, feel me? And you're gonna feel the inside of my head. This is a prank, okay? 100%.
Yeah, honestly though, I do still care because I'm retarded. But
you know,
part of me is also prank on average, mode. I feel mischievous.
On average, I care for people on average, but for her, it's the default. For her, it's the default, and a great impetus for it. It's because I know how inconvenient it will be to not have her tormentor at home. And I like that. I like that kind of inconvenience. I want to give that kind of I've always been about
that.
Yeah,
I mean, her status quo, her stability is, hinges on chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be cleaning it up, sweeping it up while she's turned around. She looks back. Her dirty room is all clean. She starts screaming. I'm beaming. It's rare that I ever get this excited and happy.
Another great thing is that my room is, you know, pretty much organized and the rest of my house is a hellhole. I feel good about that too. I just, you know, finished some work yesterday, did some work. Had a good night of sleep.
That's good. Yeah, my room is kind of a crap shack. I gotta clean it up a bit. In a hypothetical situation, if I could try to improve someone's life with breaking up the relationship with a girl and her boyfriend, would that be justified to do so to help her?
Depends on how you do it.
I mean, yeah, how would you go about, are you just telling the truth? Are you just spreading info that is already factually true and there's no, like, seal of secrecy on it or whatever? Or are you gonna, like, forcibly try to wrench people apart? Also, I'm waiting on Gavin to explain this whole frickin', police brutality, black guy died, now we're rioting thing. Where did it happen? I know that the place that happened was a swing state. And that's Gavin's whole thing. They only report on hate crimes in swing states. You can find actual hate crimes in non-swing states and nobody talks about it. Oh yes, very true, but she doesn't want the truth to be released. Pathetically, of course.
What? Regardless of their good. Yo, do Plato. He's gonna kill him.
Everything is amazing. How about you?
Everything Minnesota? Is phenomenal, yeah. Plato. Couldn't be better. You know how it is. You know how it is. Thoughtful today. You know how it is. In Tokyo? Oh, you're in Tokyo. I forgot about that. Even Japanese guys? Yeah, it's great. Epic. It's amazing.
Might tell the fire truth. Up some AC Brotherhood. I just tell the truth.
Nice. Kind of happy about the riots. Are there riots happening? If so, that's hilarious.
I'm gonna keep the backlight here, because that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling enveloped.
Oh man, I hope some move Koreans break it out. Okay.
Glad to hear things mostly good here. Been a bit rough past few days. Oh man.
Yeah, for sure. But we keep it cracking.
Yeah.
We must.
We're doing a meetup tomorrow, mostly lawyers, blue collar folks. Whites are getting stabbed by blacks because cops killed one black guy? What's new? Just looking for an excuse to chimp out. That's seriously not good. So, self-defense, keeping weapons on you is perennial.
They should just go after the cops. And there's no bad things happening. Are they, like, breaking stuff if this isn't related to the cops? Isn't it the cops doing it? Yeah, go do it to cops. They're gonna wipe you out. Because they have guns and they know how to use them?
It's probably cowardice, then.
Yeah, obviously.
Just killing random unrelated white people.
Cherry pickings. We gonna rob this old lady.
Yeah.
That's how it is. But I'm having fun. Always.
Not sure how I feel right now, if I'm anxious or happy. I got a strong gut feeling right now. Strong big time. I mean, where are riots even happening? Everywhere? Or just in Minnesota? Freaking male people again, whatever. I'll let it ring.
Is it really a good thing to take justice into your own hands? Depends on what you mean.
Justice into your own hands? Who else is gonna do justice?
But if there's nobody to do that, then if not you, then who? And if not now, then when?
Oh, the freaking... It's chimping out again. It's doing that weird thing.
So, and if, especially if it's like, what you have to do is just tell the truth exactly as it happened, go ahead. You don't owe anybody anything. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. They went after the cops and the killing random white people is not substantiated. Okay. Hopefully that's true. Yeah, have a nice prank, Admiral. Hope you have some fun pranking. Prank around.
Alright, let's you know? Problem solved.
Have a nice prank time.
Where's even my penis? Where did I put my penis? Hold on. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it's been surprising. I went to my girlfriend's grandmother's birthday yesterday, and I told jokes and people thought they were funny. That was surprising. I stay on the internet for so much time that I forget that the humor we have here is not entirely parochial and, you know, fenced off. But people find it funny. I don't know. I think internet people are sort of paranoid. They think everything on the internet cannot ever leave it. Pretty safe to do so. All right.
Finally, my package is coming today. My big, huge package.
I'm giddy. Lest I get too giddy. That's how I feel right now. Because now, with this feeling in my gut, I started thinking, like...
Thank you for the diamond.
Child support. I started thinking about going to America. I started thinking about how it might happen during election. At this point, because it's going to be postponed, so it might be happening way later. Sort of, you know, maybe November. And that would be interesting. It would be very, Very interesting.
Yeah.
Whole burnt offering. Yeah, man. We gotta make new ones.
Yeah, we do have quite a bit of ideas, so I think we can get you into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going through the comment section of the thing I did.
Man, I want the Tiny Wang shirt. I'd probably order my own shirt, honestly.
Yeah.
I want Tiny Wang and Whole Burnt Offering.
Tiny Wang is such a good one.
Yeah. Red Corp. Smexlanimous. People don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, we don't really talk about the shirts too much, but they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Soapsupply.com. Everybody in chat, go to soapsupply.com ASAP and get yourself some wares. Because they're good. Okay. I want to produce content. Get to writing.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, learning how to write. That's and useful get to in a lot of circumstances. Get friends, because they'll give you 20 billion ideas every day.
Yeah. Make sure your friends are not lame gay retards.
Yeah.
Because those are the opposite of what you... Those are the opposite of what you want. Learn how to write and get some good friends.
Yo, Trashlin.
Hello, Trashlin. I love the feeling of prank. I sure love, like, same feeling I used to have, like, when I saw that there was a bunch of people getting really mad and a lot of stuff going down because of a bunch of funny stuff that I wrote about gay people and Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Same feeling. I love that feeling. I write something, people are going crazy about it. I love that. Man. This is why I never bought that, you know, when I saw that video of Gavin being really miserable and talking about how bad it has been for him, I knew that he was BSing instantly.
Yeah.
Because I know how fun it is to, you know, make a video about trans people looking like a bum. Very, very fun. Teespring? I don't think we did it through Teespring, did we?
We
did.
No, we did it crypto fashion, yeah. So we can
no
get...
before the first time.
Oh, bonfire, yeah, but we got shut down.
Bonfire, and we got shut down. But I think you're far enough. You're, because when we're crazy and we're very obviously, you look at my you haven't, but if you knew me in real life, you look into my eye, you can see. You know. Danger zone. Same thing with Sophia. You see her face, you realize, you know, sewer mutant. Instantly. We never could get away with it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it, and it obviously came from a place of sewer mutant. That's what we were, writing-wise, editing-wise. We were sewer mutant. Same thing happened. I used to edit for Anthony Fantano. He didn't do anything, you know, racy of any kind. But just because I edited for him, it had the feeling of sewer mutant and, you know, got in trouble. So. I don't think you have the feeling of sewer mutant. Well, you might start getting it now that might have to worry about that. But I think you have enough of a feeling of normalcy of, you know, old people marked ice. That you might get away with it for become a normal person, even, perhaps. Although, you never know.
freaking horse idiot. I'm gonna kill your retarded mother.
Oh, yeah. Best of luck to your retarded mother.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the best covert operations we ever pulled.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
How do I plant it on him? Plant the letter on the messenger. Yeah, how? Okay, there we go. So still Nazi adjacent? What does that mean? What does that even mean?
I don't know. You people sound insane when you talk to me.
Loaded question.
You people need to stop smoking crack.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Cesare has captured the great condottieri, Prospero and Fabrizio Colonna. He has brought them to Roma for torture. Once freed, these men will cause significant trouble for the Borgia and their allies. They will be transferred soon under guard, but I suspect that will not be a problem for...
What are you retards? What are you brain dead retards talking about in chat?
That's what I'm asking myself.
Mm-hmm.
What is your disposition? Why are you talking like a journalist? Kill yourself.
My disposition is
my
kill yourself.
My disposition. Yeah, my disposition.
What's a disposition, bro? You sound like you're talking about a condition a man has in his penis. I've got some disposition. I just dispositioned my wiener. You best beware. I have no concerns whatsoever about any of that.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Get your penis out of my anus.
Answer duh question. Yeah, good one. Talk like a black person from 2004.
To overcompensate. That's gonna...
Do an IQ
people
test.
Don't, people don't ask that question out of curiosity. They ask that question to kill me and rape my mother.
Mainstream so. Groping? I don't care. I don't care about any of that.
Groping.
Don't care about any of that. It's all boring.
It sounds like pedophile terminology.
Hey, retard, have you checked out Ogugu Bugu Gao, the alternative, the new alternative to YouTube. Yeah, I've checked it out. I got 10 channels on it.
There must be some way we can repay your kindness. Continue the fight against the Borgia. Is it banning time already?
Who's Huma Abedin?
Same garbage. Huma Abedin, didn't she? Yeah. Isn't Anthony Weiner?
What a stupid name is Anthony Weiner.
Doesn't she have something to do with Anthony Weiner? Yo, my
isn't Anthony Weiner a pedophile?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I would even do that. Isn't it, like, not cool?
Yeah. Kinda.
Isn't pedophilia illegal or something like that?
Yeah, last I heard, don't do seem it? Like it. It's like illegal.
Last I heard, pedophilia was illegal, but I don't think people noticed.
Seems like the people who made pedophilia illegal didn't even notice. Hey, I got somewhere to be. Get out of the way. Get the frick out of the way. Hey. Habadoobadeen.
Habungadoongadeen?
Badonkadonk.
Habugadoogie boogie boogie 2988.
Habonkadonk.
What's your name? Habonkadonk. Ubi gookin gugu gugu bugu gao.
Umbugu uga 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 uga. That's all I hear.
What the hell kind of name is
get
that?
Get a normal name, like Tony Weiner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're casting spells with their frickin' names.
Yo, what's your name?
Bro, your voice cutting out, bro.
Shubi B. Doo-wop. I'm voting for Doo-wop. Doo-wop 2020.
That's a good one.
Shiggy diggy. Doobie doo-wop.
Dude, this horse anus be dirty.
Quit looking at it.
I'll never stop looking at it. It's far too tantalizing.
Sophia just spilt the tea, sis.
Huh? I just had a fart from hearing that.
What did you say? Cut everything out.
I just had a fart from hearing that.
Okay.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know, because you did spill the tea.
I spilled it. Oh, I spilled the tea.
All over the freaking place.
The tea spilled out of my mouth all over the wall and the monitor and the floor. Just happens like that sometimes. Cause I was editing.
Gavin McInnes. Controversial territory she has. Don't care, bro. None of that matters. Just have some fun. You do some pranks.
Don't really care, just gonna shoot you. Yeah, this is my tactic. You can hit me all you want. I'll just heal.
Grazie, Ezio. I will return to the Rose in Fiore. The others will know of your bravery.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I was editing the side order, which is out now for $5 people. And the part where I said I'm half chigger and half squigger made me spew tea all over everything in my room. There's probably still marks on my monitor from it. I'm like a mix of chigger and squigger. Oh, not worth it. There's like the occasional mark still on my wall. But yo, what happened to your YouTube channel? It got terminated a year ago.
For being too funny and cool.
Yeah, too funny and cool. They just said this was like a monopoly, you're too competitive, and we're gonna have to dissolve it. And I'm like, alright then. You do you, Susan.
Because your channel is way too funny and cool. We're going to have to sell it. Sell the shares of it.
Yeah.
Because you're a billionaire now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's just not even fair. Like, it's not even... Other channels don't even have a chance of surviving.
We're stealing all the views of everybody right now.
Yeah. So.
So we had to leave. So we get a little bit less views. Like, 4 billion each video. Man. Very funny, Dr. Jones. What the F, dude? Did I turn this off? I didn't. Sophia? Oh, okay. I was just checking to see if you are not retarded.
I'm not. Of course I'm not.
Yeah. Don't seem like it.
Wow, okay. I'm like,
why?
Can't believe that you would do that? Like, why? Why would you do that?
Why?
I want to be a squigger. Getting excited sucked up all my energy for the day, and now I'm brain dead.
Whoa, yeah, it happens. Okay.
Whoa, happens. Okay. I think I'll be disabled for the rest of the abortion.
For the rest of the entire abortion? Okay.
Guys, like, I don't know, asking for a friend, but, like, is your abortion supposed to be smelly?
Wow, okay.
I'm serious?
Oh no, the poor people. Oh no, the poor people are gonna feel bad. No, come on.
How do you even poison a guard?
Kill yourself by farting too much.
What? Wow, okay. Well, that's kind of racist, so.
My last name is Hijab.
I mean, I didn't know you were like that. Yeah, my first name Obama, last name Hijab.
My last name is Fur. Sure.
For sure?
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on.
First name is... Carrot. Fart. Grape.
That's your first name is Carrot Fart Rape?
Yes.
What's your last name?
For sure.
For sure. Full name, Carrot Fart Rape, for sure. Yeah, that sounds like a Brazilian name. You guys got like four names. What's another hurricane? Yeah, once they run out of normal names for hurricanes, they'll name them Hurricane Fart Carrot Fart Rape.
I forgot about that. Hurricane Latrina.
Okay, hold on. That could be a real thing, because think about it. Hurricanes are, like, made from, like, the sea, right? So if you dump a bunch of dookie in there...
I looked it up. There's like one Urban Dictionary thing.
What is he doing? I poisoned him. What is he doing flailing his arms around?
There's one thing in like Urban Dictionary about, you know, that mentioned, it uses that funny phrase, but Hurricane Latrina is really good. It's like, is that farting and pooping at the same time? Really hard? Creates a hurricane of fecal matter out of your anus. Hurricane fecal matter out of your anus. Sounds like a nightmare.
That sounds like sounds like fun, honestly. Thanks for the diamond.
Long hair all over my 2 feet? Okay.
Whoa. You have 2 feet?
Yeah, the hair part is normal.
Yeah, that's like understandable, but I only have 1 foot. And it's very extremely hairy. What do you care that I'm on the roof?
Roof? Is that how Canadians say it? Roof?
Who says rough?
Yeah, go with it. Got that one. There's roof. Rough.
Rough,
they don't. Ruh-roh.
I didn't mean
Someone just farted. I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, good one.
I gotta get out of here.
Rough.
Rough. I accidentally killed a guy. What did you just say to me, Chunky? You just called my black mother a black piece of ass?
Hurricane Latrina.
Latrina sounds like a real black lady name, though. Idea?
Yeah, isn't that just that girl, the black woman with the big butt?
Lizzo?
Yeah. Latrina.
Code name Latrina.
You guess what she does with her anus? Her...
I'd rather not.
Oh, hell no! You thought it sounded like a name.
What the frick? Who are you?
Look, ask an alt tab.
Hey, who the frick are you, gay retards?
Ask an alt tab, dude. Look at what I sent you.
Yeah, hold on. He died from... whatever. Woman arrested after car chase. Latrina Wiggins.
It's real.
You're kidding. It's real. I'm not. It's actually real.
It's a black woman called Latrina who got arrested. So it's everything there. Good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey dancing.
I would, like, never insult your retarded mother.
What did you say to me?
I would, like, never insult your stupid, ugly, and stinky mother, ever. Why would I do that?
Yeah, your stinky, ugly, retarded, gay mother.
Why would I ever insult someone as stinky, ugly, and retarded as you? You're beautifully stinky and lusciously ugly.
Co-ward. Oh, girls. I just put together a new co-ward. Also, I just accused a person of rape.
What is a co-ward?
Cohort? Clothing... Co-ward? No. Coordinate. So it's clothing stuff for retards.
What? Explain that.
Coordinate, as in coordinate.
Yeah, coordinate.
They go together. They match.
Oh. Oh, I understand. So a matching outfit?
Yeah.
I just put together a new awesome outfit, and I just accused someone of rape! Yow! My mother hates me! Yow!
Tell your comrades that only Eduardo may examine the invention up close to make the final adjustments.
Yes, Capitano.
He travels by boat to see the
mechanism. Are they gonna notice me if I do this? Yeah, right.
Please, a word with you.
Oh. Uh-oh. Frick! My anus! I'm getting discriminated against because of my huge butt. Has that ever happened to you? Well, I don't know. Your butt's kind of small, so probably not.
That's how I feel every day.
Really?
Yeah. Discriminated because of my huge anus. I don't know. How are you guys doing? Oh, I'm feeling tired. I ate a lot. I did more flyers. It's hurting. I can bench 30 kilograms normally, but 40 kilograms gets tough. Ouch! My back!
I just farted. Back to exercise. Ouch, my back, I just farted. You know, it sounds like something I'd say, like, about a year ago when my butt hurt severely.
You must stop, Cesare. I will help you. Let me take you to them.
Grazie.
My kind of woman.
I'm just in the process of prepping a prank. Oh!
Oh?
Oh, what?
Oh,
what?
Is that the case?
That guy did that on purpose. He wanted to commit suicide. That was not my fault. Pushes someone off a building. He was gonna do it anyways. Whatever. Am I not supposed to get on there? Oh, interaction with the gondola will cause desynchronization. You could have told me that earlier.
Fart
also,
bed.
Who called it a gondola? Latrina Gondola probably, sounds like a name.
Probably, the name is probably Joe Gondola.
Jogandola?
Jogandola?
Jogandola? Your name? Jogandola.
Yeah, and Gorgonzola.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good. You'll have to elaborate on this prank for us later when the stream is over.
Elaborate on the prank.
That was loud, like, unnecessarily.
Ah, I'm so sleepy.
So what babies say when they want their mom to put them to sleep?
Yeah, I bet they say like that. I'm sleepy!
I am sleepy!
Why is there poop on my face?
That was kind of your fault. You put it there.
No, I didn't.
Oh, shoot, I'm gonna poop and fart. Please don't let me poop and fart. No! No!
You pooped and farted. It's 0247. That don't sound like
speak
a time.
Speak English.
Are you black?
Like I give a frickin' poop and a fart.
What's up with the Batman setup? What do you mean the Batman setup?
Oh shoot, my camera died.
That's what the Batman setup means.
I guess. What does that even mean? Your mom wants to grind you? What? I don't think she's supposed to want to do that, honestly.
Yeah.
It's pretty concrete. Alright, I'll gladly explain the prank after stream. I'm excited.
Doesn't Elon Musk get like free money from the government to do retarded stuff like building big holes?
No, don't detect me. No, don't do that.
No, don't detect me.
He's gonna throw a rock at me? What a dumb
Please
Eager.
Don't detect me.
Dumb
I want to go into America.
No, I want to illegally immigrate. Let me, mijo.
No, I want to illegally immigrate. Immigrate. Let
immigrate.
Me go into America.
Oh.
I want to go into America. Let me go into America. Sophia, fart as loud as you can for a second. Thank you. Okay, my audio is working properly.
Fantastic.
Be right back. Gonna get some water.
Okay. Peter Thiel? Why do I recognize that name? Someone has to... Woke up early yesterday, so my schedule will wag. I want to see SpaceX launch. Someone has to get that subsidy money. Also, him and Peter Thiel got the best young boys on supply for blood transfusion full-time job. Dude, does everyone do that? Harvest young boy blood. Suck... little baby penis.
No,
probably every CEO is a part-time moil.
Someone has to get that subsidy money. Also, him and Peter Thiel got the best young boys on supply for blood transfusion full-time job.
No, not him, you retard. How do I stop?
CIA stuff. Yeah, it's to be expected. Peter Thiel's a weirdo.
Whatever.
Why did you just fart? That's crazy.
It's the worst freaking penis. Freaking stop.
Oh my god. This is the greatest penis and the best penis.
This is the worst penis. There we go. No! Don't fart. Oh, now you really done it. Now you really farted hard.
Let's go for 8 more minutes and then lay back.
Yeah, until I need to chill.
It's time to film the Nazi video.
Okay.
Oh, sexy anime.
Really? Where?
Fortnite.
I love Fortnite.
That's crazy. You take, for example, Team Fortress 2. It has cartoonish aesthetics, but it looks like funny. But then you go to Overwatch and it's sexy. Ooh, big butts, diva. Ooh, big butt. What do I gotta be thinking about big butt? Isn't there enough big butt on the world? Is there ever enough big butt?
Apparently not. Apparently they consulted black people to answer that question.
Like, is there ever enough big butt? For crying out loud. Yeah, diva's big butt. Yeah, diva has a big butt. The other one, big butt too. What, Valorant, big butts. I don't want to see big butts all the time. There's enough big butt on the world as it is.
Go, go, go.
We don't need that much of it.
Go under.
Sage? Don't even be thinking about it. Peter Thiel. Thiel. That's a weird name.
Deposition? What is your deposition on Leafy?
I do have a literal deposition on Leafy. He's one of them date a 13-year-old when you're 19 type guys. I have personal evidence. I had personal evidence anyway.
Yeah, he raped you.
Yeah, he raped me in the butthole. And I'm a girl, by the way. Despite my voice and everything else, I transitioned. Used to be a girl. It's my new thing.
Mm-hmm. What the frick is a butternut?
Some nice butternut. Dude, I have to go play Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Come on, never works.
I used to get gold on the challenge fight simulator things.
Oh. I haven't ever done that yet.
go crazy on it, like massive combos. I was so good at it. Same thing with Batman Arkham games. Asylum and City.
It's nut with butter flavor. What?
What?
Naturally occurs after 4 to 5 days. How would you know that?
How would you know that? Can we make a beverage called nut? I mean, you can't put the F word or anything like that in a store, but yeah. Nut.
Oh, isn't there like a soda called Squirt? I remember something like that. You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys are the experts.
Squirt. That's a stupid name. Anyway, yeah, I want to make a beverage called Nut. Can't put curse words, but nut isn't a curse word. Just, you know. Nut juice.
Well, I wish you could put curse words. I
Nutter
mean, just
butter.
For freedom.
Yeah, for freedom. Not with the kind of thing with nut. I mean, you can do it. You could do it.
Squirt. Oh man, what else? Splooge? That's the name of my soda.
Splooge is real good, man. I love Splooge. May I get some Splooge, sir? I would love some Splooge. Mr. Splooge. Hello, Mr. Splooge.
Let us see if you can fight your master's hand, shall we?
Oh. Oh, this is retarded. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Ow! My forearm.
Oh, I'm like not close enough. Oh, I see. You guys are stinky.
Cow.
I'm gonna kill you.
There's a soda in Japan called cow piss.
Choking.
It's thick white colored, made from lactic acid. Whey. Dairy product. Dairy, you mean, not diary. In soda water. Like the version of Gatorade. Also, why is it called Gatorade? So if you have an interest... An
Gatorade?
Yeah,
that's a
Gatorade.
Good question. What do gators have to do with fat nuts? No!
Fatness.
No, that's not what I meant to say. Alright, why is the camera like this? Oh boy. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. What are you? What the frick are you doing?
Okay, it's 3. Let's wrap it up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Hope everybody's enjoying their day. I bet somebody's having a real bad day right now.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty funny to me.
Alright.
Bye-bye, fellas.
See ya. Igga's laid a hole in. Let me open the chest.
Gator Florida sports team is what Gator Aid was made. Aid. AIDS? You have AIDS?
I'm gonna give you Gator AIDS.
Sounds good. That sounds weird.
Nah, that's not weird.
Bruni Venti just posted a video farting on Mike Pence's face. That's crazy.
What, Mike Podesta? What?
Chimp.
On a chimp's face? Chimp. Isn't that illegal?
On a chimp's face. I don't know. Ask the chimp.
Oh, okay. The chimps lobbied to get flatulence protection. Do you get, like, flatulence shirts? Like, if I fart, you pay me money? Something like that? Whatever. I should die. Bye!